Good morning. The next case on our calendar for today is A18-1785, Jeremy Cobb versus Dwight Schultz. We have the attorney for respondent. Do we have the attorney for appellant here for Jeremy Cobb?
No, I haven't seen him, but I haven't looked, so I can't speak.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
That clock always been there.
I don't know. I think it might be.
He isn't here yet. Sue's going to call him.
Okay, thank you.
Your Honor, I do not have an email or anything from him either. I just checked.
I'm sorry, you said you haven't.
I don't have any email or notice from him of any reason why he's not here as well. I just checked.
Okay. We'll just wait a few minutes to see if Mr. Cobb does show up, and hopefully he will so we can proceed. And just to check, the third item, the third case on our calendar is A19-0334. LaPlante versus State of Minnesota. Are the parties here for that? Both parties? Okay, great. Thank you all. Okay, just so the parties know, we have attempted to contact the appellant in this case, Mr. Cobb. We have not been able to, a message has been left, I understand, with him. He did not answer his phone. He did receive notice. He did file papers. It is our understanding he is aware of this oral argument. In fact, that he requested the oral argument. So we just want to put on the record that attempts have been made. It is now approximately 10:15 in the morning on Wednesday, June 12th. This oral argument is scheduled for 10:05. We do have other matters on our calendar, so given that he did receive notice and is aware and that we have attempted to contact him to no avail. It's my understanding also that respondent, you have not received any communication from him either.
I have not.
Okay. So with that, what we will do is we will proceed with respondent. You may make any oral arguments you want and put anything on the record. And this is case number A18-1785, Jeremy J. Cobb versus Dwight J. Schultz.
May it please the court, my name is James Smith, attorney for the respondents in this matter, and I'll keep my comments very brief. I think the only comment I really want to make is just to emphasize that the standard of review before this court on this matter is abuse of discretion, and perhaps even throwing in some violations of justice with that. But I think the district court in this matter laid out its the conclusions that it based for determining that the mediated settlement agreement should be valid or was valid and should be enforced. And I frankly will rely on those conclusions and place the appellant to his burden of proof on this matter and conclude that there's really no facts that could allow this court to find that the district court abused the discretion on some theory that the appellant stumbled upon after signing his name to a mediated settlement agreement with the required statutory disclosures. So unless there's any questions, I will.
I just have a question. As I read the mediated settlement agreement, the only thing it required the appellant to do was to dismiss the case with prejudice. Other than that, the requirements were on your clients to then give the appellant the option to proceed with some assigned claim. It didn't require him to so proceed, correct?
Well, that's correct, and there was full performance of the obligations that my client had under that agreement.
An appellant did not argue in the district court that the agreement itself failed to reflect the parties' agreement, that there wasn't a meeting of the minds or anything like that?
No, he was very clear in the record, and I think you'll find it that he, even though he had something in his mind during the mediated agreement, he never spoke up of that, and it was only afterwards that he determined that there may be an issue with regards to the settlement agreement and the professional rules of conduct.
And he doesn't argue that there is an issue. He only argues that there may be an issue with respect to basically the application of the rules.
The best I understand, I think he would say there is an issue because it's in his benefit to do so, but he's never articulated any authority or any definitive reason why my clients, who first and foremost assert they were never his clients, would somehow that relationship would somehow bar him going forward under the terms of that mediated settlement agreement, nor has he ever explained why any other party would ever have standing to assert any defense with regards to those claims based on the facts that were before the court.
But in any case, he agreed to the settlement agreement and didn't raise this 1.8 I issue till after he agreed to the settlement agreement.
Correct, Your Honor. Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you very much, Mr. Smith, for your appearance and your brief arguments. We will be issuing an order within the 90-day statutory time frame.